Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and you've tuned in to me, Veronica Entwistle, and my intention is to tune in to you. I'm here. I'm stationed here with my guides and angels and my headset on and so on, wanting to talk to you about your lives. I just came back today from my fourth episode at Going to the Integratron, because you and I are vibrational vehicles of light. So I've been having some fun, four times, as I already said, going off into just outside of Landers, California, near Desert Hot Springs, near Palm Springs, and so on, and lying down in this huge, egg-shaped, amazingly acoustically aligned place, in which has been devised as a rejuvenation chamber. Apparently, it was built with a lot of donations by Howard Hughes and with the advice of guides and angels for George Van Tassel. And it was supposed to be a rejuvenation chamber by nature of it being able to, because of the great acoustics, to use sound to vibrate the people that are in there. And when you vibrate, it's amazing. You kind of vibrate. It's like when you shake you can shake a house loose by vibrating it a certain way, can't you? And I was reminded today about in Scotland, they had the bagpipes. That was a big deal. And they could use the bagpipes coming over the hill in World War I, I heard, and probably before that, and absolutely drop opponents to their knees because they're making these vibratory sounds. And those penetrate beings and weakened their resolve by perhaps evoking, maybe just shaking apart some of those attitudes that keep you able to go to war, and maybe sort of releasing the attitudes that keep you going to war and revealing to the person the vulnerability or the emotional thing or the compatibility with one another, that sort of thing. So when you go to the Integratron, there's 25 people lying around on the floor on mats, and then someone is playing the crystal bowls. And I noticed they say that they have enough for the seven chakras. There's enough sounds for the seven chakras. But there's two bowls for each chakra, and there's that dissonant sound that you get through, you know, the little Tibetan bells that are on a string, and you bong them together, and they always have a slight dissonance between them. And I'd had it explained to me exactly what that's for, but anyway, that's really, really important as far as entering between the frequencies. And I can't remember technically how it all works, but I noticed that these bowls are like that too. And then whilst you're in that place with the amazing acoustics, it penetrates your body in such an interesting way, and your mind and your chakras. And a lot of us, some people go right off to sleep, and I don't do that. And some people find that they get all kinds of strange feelings in their body, and I get lots of visions and some strange feelings in my body and so on. But I have to tell you that I do feel different right after. I fell asleep at 7 o'clock last night, which is pretty rare for me. I'm not exactly really good at sleeping, although I've been practicing for many years. And I went right to sleep really early, and my friend Anne, who's been editing my book, was there for her first time, and she went right to sleep very early in the evening too, because like rebirthing and these other techniques that a lot of you have already experienced, it's amazing how exhausted we get when old fields are moved up through the body-mind, and it kind of like takes over and you want to fall over. Remember the first time I went to Art of Living with Pundaji, and we do this really intense Kriya breathing. Breath of life. I haven't done it for a while that way. I always do some breathing techniques. But the first big, long 10-day session I stayed at, I could barely walk. The exhaustion, the fatigue that came up in my body, mind was stunning. Anyway, here we are. And this is Radiance by Design, and hopefully I'm becoming more radiant. And whilst I was in the Integratron, I was talking to my guides and angels, and they were kind of instructing me a lot about what to do. I don't know if other people experience that, because I know the experiences are very, very subjective. but I feel like I'm being, I feel like under the experience of all these bowls and these vibrations and so on, then I'm being, let's put it this way, retuned for whatever the next steps are. Now, a lot of us are very aware. Have you noticed that the world is kind of in havoc? And a lot of us have been preparing for the shift and for ascension for a long, long time. And of course, that's a lot of fun, isn't it? I mean, preparing for the ascension, the various things that we have to do in order to release ourselves from the plugs that are in our potential, the limitations that are in our potential. So let me see now, where was I going with that? One of the things about the shift, and the latest paradigm shifter is Jim Self, but he's not the only one that talked about this. We've been talking to a number of people lately about the varying degrees of the shift. The shift didn't not happen. It's taking place at a rate that is appropriate or is intended by many individuals. So as, I don't think it was Jim Self who said this, but it was someone recently who said that you may be able to make the shift very quickly by choosing in every moment. Well, that was Jim Self too. Not that it really matters. He just mastering alchemy. And we've had these wonderful beings on Paradigm Shifters. So I want to try and attribute to each one of them part of the message that they're bringing into the world, but the message belongs to everyone, doesn't it? Anyway, so what we do know is that the whole thing about the shift is up to you and I to catch the waves, to catch the fields, and make a choice in any given moment about what your attitude is and so on. And what he was saying is that for some people, it could take 1,000 years to get through the shift. For some of us, I'm counting myself in this. That's willful thinking. That's intentional thinking. I want it to take a whole lot less. I want it to take a year or two or three. And I've noticed personally that I am shifting. I feel the shift. I feel like the proverbial wood pile, you know, the old wood pile stacked like cordwood. You know, they're all evenly stacked so that the wood pile doesn't fall over, right? And I have found lately that going through these different experiences, it's like there's a wood pile or it's really a vibrational pile of reactions and identities and so on inside myself. And they keep getting pulled out bit by bit. And then there's a huge readjustment. It's kind of fun. It's fun only because I understand what it is now. And in the olden days, it was kind of a mystery. And by that token, it was a bit scary. So I want to ask you to call in and tell us how you are feeling the shift and what kinds of games and tools do you use. We're going to go into the sacred geometrics tonight, and maybe we can create some of your shift that way. I know that we can. And let's see, I wanted to say one other thing. Oh, yes, I've just about finished my book. We're going to do self-publishing over the next couple of weeks. And I've been rereading it. And I think it's got lots of information. It's a story. It's the story of my life. But it has a lot of information in there of things I've learned along the way. And one of the things that happened to me when I was kind of beginning a period of breaking through was that in my mind's eye, I kept, so say I was talking to people, and I was very broken up. I'd been widowed and had to give up a child and all kinds of dramatic things. And, anyway, that's enough of that. But as I reassembled the breakup inside of myself, talking about this woodpile breaking up, in my perceptions, because I was very distressed by the fact I had perceptual shifts all my life, meaning I couldn't count on what I was seeing, and I didn't count on myself very well either. So at this point, I kind of did. I had nothing else to lose. And I used to get these amazing triangles that would come right into my vision. So if I'm looking at a scenario, in would come these triangles. And I have learned through the years that they're portals. And they're portals to an aspect or a level of oneself that is able to receive higher consciousness, is able to connect with the spheres and dimensional information. I remember during that period of time, I was camping on Pender Island, one of the Gulf Islands off of the coast of British Columbia. It was a nice summertime, and we had our tent up and so on. And I remember looking into the fire, and there was somebody else around there. And I remember looking at her and seeing, all of a sudden, for the first time in my life, I could see her chakras. I could see energy centers. And it wasn't quite that simple at first. What I saw was kind of flowing lights running up through the middle of a person, like spiraling lights running up through the middle of a person. And they were the colors of the chakras, and they were dancing and twirling as if they were a part of the fire, the campfire that I had. So that was pretty interesting. And I realized that those triangles that were coming to me over and over again, I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was a nutcase, right? But anyway, those triangles that were coming to me over and over again through whatever scene I was looking at the time were all indicating, right, that that I was awakening and that I was opening to becoming an intuitive. But I didn't see it that easily. I just thought I had another perceptual difficulty. Maybe my perceptual difficulties all the way along were all about becoming an intuitive. So anyway, that's a long preamble, but the triangles are really relevant because what I really love is the structures where we do a lot of work, you and I. And I want you to come with me to share this meditation, which is a group meditation. And the reason we do this on Radiance by Design is so that we'll create a coherent field. I hope there's a lot of you out there tonight. We're going to create a coherent field that radiates out into the world. And in the ambiance or in the atmosphere of the coherent field, so much can be created when people are in and around it. Much more of life is possible, you know? So let's share our meditation, and then I want you to call in with your questions. Ta-da! So let's take a couple of deep breaths. One more, right from the bottom of your guts. Guts, you shouldn't say guts on the radio, I suppose. Breath out. And now close your eyes. And above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball. It's radiant. Tonight, to me, it looks gold and silver and all kinds of radiant colors like that, metal colors. And then below your spine, about 40 feet, another one of these beautiful balls. And drop a filament of light from the upper ball down through your spine, all the way through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, into the lower golden ball. Now drop from the upper golden ball to about waist height. Drop a beautiful pyramid. Yeah. And we want that pyramid to be colored gold, okay? And then upside down, another golden pyramid, and its ball pokes into the, in its point pokes into the lower golden ball. So you have yourself a beautiful diamond shape. And inside of that diamond shape, you want to see a crystal ball, beautiful crystal ball. Oh my, oh my. And that crystal ball is so amazing. Yeah. Okay, and look at the colors on your crystal ball. And now I want you to see yourself inside of it in a star tetrahedron. It's a three-dimensional star of David. Okay, three-dimensional star of David. And take a minute and look at the big diamond outside. And look at all the triangles are there. Then we're moving in through the crystal ball and into the star tetrahedron. And look at all the triangles there, front, back, side, top, bottom. I haven't counted them all, but there's a lot of them there. Think of them all as portals to multidimensionality. And now in that in that star tetrahedron, you're going to spin and spin and spin. You're going to spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin and spin and spin, it's going to be very magical. You can feel it spinning and spinning. Oof, I always get kind of dizzy as we do this. And as you spin and spin and spin, look in front of you. There's a magical screen, and it's stable even though you're spinning. And on that magical screen, we're going to create movies, right? The first movie is you becoming what it is you want to become. I want to become consciously multidimensional. I say that every week. Some of it's happening. What is it you want to become? It can be the same. It can be different. And now as you imagine yourself coming more and more into that multidimensionality, wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we have another screen. We're going to put a special vision on the second screen, movie. And in that screen, you want to do a project. You want to make a movie? Do you want to take a trip? What is it that you want to do? And I want to write a book. I've just written my book. I want it to be published. So let's see. And some of you want home and family, and that's fine too. Just look at the picture, the scenario of what you want to create. See all the resources coming to you. They're coming: time, money, people, influences, research, resources, that sort of thing. And see the whole thing coming together. And when you see it all coming together, take a minute to applaud yourself. Woohoo! And then you want to spend a little time seeing all the resources to maintain your project's growth and longevity on the planet. Just see it there. Yeah. Good stuff. And when you feel like it's really taking hold and it's got lots of momentum, wrap it in light and move it over to the left, and it can keep going. And now we're going to have our Galactic Healing Center. I've been talking a lot to the guides and angels, especially much lately. And we have a new team of guides and angels than we used to have. Well, I always work with them, but they have an infinite supply of intelligences, don't they? And so I'm watching layer after layer after layer as we head for source, but in comes all of these different levels of comprehension and understanding. And we're asking for a big super-duper team to stand around our healing table tonight. And the first person to lay on that table is you, or me, as the case may be. And then you ask the team, the healing team, take a look around. What do they look like to you? Yeah. Do you recognize anyone? Do some of you just feel what they're like? Some will actually recognize them. Yeah. So ask them what it is you want to have. Or if you don't know, ask them to tell you what you need. Okay? It's making me yawn. So that means that we're going to wrap ourselves in light a little bit more. When people come into the healing team, we all take each other's energy on if we're not careful. Because empathy is a brilliantly powerful thing. But you got to use it. You can't just be lambasted by it, right? So what we're doing is drawing in the light and pushing the light through me. So I don't need to take you on. But what we want to take on is higher frequencies. And here comes these guides again. Okay, there they go. They're really working on you, and they're working on me. Yeah. And they might tell you what it is you need to be doing. Good. And when you feel you've got a good message, wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Now we're going to have a fresh table, and that fresh table is going to have somebody on it who's in pain. We want to see somebody who's in pain. I see two, one of our favorite callers, inners, and her partner. And we've got them. I think he's your husband, but in any case, he's her husband, whether he's a husband in name. And one of them has just fallen recently, today, in fact, and hurt his back. And the other one's had a kind of a chronic condition that's been karmic and really long-term. And she's in pain 24/7. So what we're going to do is create a bubble around each one of them, ask the team to replicate themselves so they each have a separate team and put them around, and both of them are dealing with pain, one more chronic than the other. Good. And we're asking the healing teams what it is they want to focus on with either of them. Okay. Yeah. And what they're doing is focusing on him. Okay. And they're focusing on where he hurt his back. But what they're also focusing on with him is his deep emotional frustration. He's very frustrated because he's working as hard as he can, and he can never get where he's trying to go, it seems. So his back, even though he fell to hurt his back and something hit him, his back feels like he feels like a victim in many ways, because he's trapped in this relentless wheel of activity that doesn't seem to accomplish what it is he wants to accomplish. And I understand that. It's a very frustrating time. So we're going to ask him to put inside, and we're going to try something different tonight. We're going to ask the team to work with these star tetrahedrons in a different way than ever before. We want a star tetrahedron spinning at the base of both of their spines. Yeah. Both of their spines spinning, 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 spinning. And then have one up into the belly area, spinning, 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 spinning. So now you have two spinning, and in the solar plexus, spinning, spinning, spinning. Good. And in the heart chakra, spinning, spinning. Good. And in the throat, spinning. One of you got quite a release right up through the head when we did that. Spinning in the head into the pineal gland. Good. Spinning, spinning. And now at the top of your head, sort of like the crowning glory, see the star tetrahedron spinning at the top of your head. And now at the base of your feet, at the soles of your feet, they're spinning and spinning and spinning. Good. A little bit more. And now on the palms of your hands, spinning and spinning and spinning. And feel how it lifts you. Feel how strong you feel, and how much you feel like you're more buoyant. Now, in the meantime, the team is working away on our fellow with the sore back. And on his precious wife. There we go. And both of you are going to be feeling back. Can you feel that vibration there? The team is working on each of you has a healing team working on you, and they're vibrating some of your pain and some of the old energy that both of you are suffering from. What they're doing is setting up an interesting thing here. One of them is telling me to tell you that we're setting up a spinning star tetrahedron between the two of you. You're both lying down. They're setting up a spinning star tetrahedron between the two of you. And it's spinning and spinning and spinning. Okay. And the reason for that is to elevate your fields and frequencies instead of having them, to have them be more dynamic and activating as opposed to suppressing and clinging. You see the difference? So spin that star tetrahedron. Spin, spin, spin. Good. Okay. No, excellent. Now wrap those two in light separately. Wrap each one separately. Thank the team. And send them all off to the left. And now we have a fresh bed. Who's coming in on the bed? Okay, we have a person who's... we have a dog here, and he's had all kinds of stuff. He's a great big chocolate lab. Beautiful, heart-wrenching kind of pain that he's been in. And it had to do with his liver and allergies and all kinds of things. So we're inviting him to come up on the table. Now, because this is magical, he can get up on the table. I think normally it would be quite difficult for him because he's about 95 pounds, right? He's not used to leaping up to table height. Yeah, there they are. And the healing team is replicating themselves to be around this one. Okay. And they're bringing also a fresh table in for his master. Mm-hmm. Because the anxieties that she has and the anxieties that he has are incredibly empathic. Now, he's got liver problems and other toxicity from some things that happened when he was young. And she's working on it quite a lot. So between the two of them, they have to be really careful about what they're passing back and forth. Do you understand? So this is a perfect example, and I want each of you to feel the presence of those you're involved with at this time. Your children, your husband, your wife, maybe your mother, somebody who's sick that you're looking after. Doesn't matter, anyone that you're really attached to at this time. And then what they're showing here is that it's really important to put both people in the star, both people in a star tetrahedron. In the case of the dog, they want to put a star tetrahedron right around his liver. They're just spinning it round and round his liver. But also the healing team, some are just running energies back and forth in his body and helping his heart. And he has apparently very peptic or septic kind of stomach, and they're working with that. Yeah. And one of the things he's working with also is taking on his mother's anxiety about his well-being. Now we're going to work on her, and they're saying here that some of them are working on the back of her neck, on her head, and some are working in her belly and intestinal area, her fear base. Good. And they're spinning and spinning and spinning. There we go. Spinning and spinning. Good. They're spinning both of them in their own star tetrahedron. Very good. And now they're saying another thing, which is to take the star tetrahedron and spin it in your own brain, right in the middle of your brain. This is the etheric part, so don't worry about it nudging all your convolutions and so on. In the brain, just have it spinning and spinning and spinning. Good. Now, how does that feel? Wrap that in light and move it over to the side, but how does it feel? Now, let's bring in another table. Well, who else is going to come? If you're not going to call in and everything, I'm going to pick you from out in the crowd. Here's a table. Good. And we have a fresh healing team. This one has more. This is a different dimensional one. We're asking for even more and more dimensional characters to come in. And this is someone who is feeling extremely frustrated about life in the sense of being overworked. But this is a person who doesn't feel, oh, now you pay attention to yourself. Some of you are all in this situation. This person doesn't feel that he's able to take the job the way he wants to do it. He's feeling hamstrung. He's feeling corralled. He's feeling cornered, time, space, and so on. But having to do the work the way it's expected, and yet the person who's expecting it is doing kind of like what doctors and physical therapists are doing, having to do these days. You can only talk to your patient for 10 minutes. You cannot go past this. There's a time thing. You understand that grid system. It's very exhausting. But we're saying to this gentleman to lay on the table, and we're going to work with his brain, and we're going to work with his heart. Because like many of you who are in a job squeeze of any kind, what you want to do is be able to have an incredible faith in your ability to manifest things the way you want. But you can't do that unless your intentions are really clear and strong, right? You have to have some clarity and some strength about what it is you want to do. So with our friend here on the table, we're asking him to really look at a very broad array of things in which he's involved and to make some clear decisions. Some of those things will have a common factor that could be what he would really like. But we're saying this to you. This is what the guides are working on today, is we're putting a star tetrahedron in your brain and spinning and spinning and spinning, mostly at the back of the brain. And also now right into the very center of the brain. For any of you at home, I'd like you to phone in and let me know if you can feel this. So keep the star tetrahedron spinning at the back of your brain and in the center of your brain. And now move it through your throat. Yeah. And move it through your chest and your solar plexus. And the belly. Now for this fellow, the base chakra is very important. Base chakra, very important. So get that star tetrahedron spinning in that. And now through the thighs and the feet. And the knees, of course. I was just running it quickly through the body. And now all around the outside, you want them to be in a double tetrahedron, which is a great big diamond, and let's spin it and spin it and spin it and spin it and spin it. There we are. So we want you to realize that for your manifestation, you want to build up the movement of the frequencies so that they reach your dynamic, intentional soul purpose. You want to see yourself. There you are. See yourself becoming. There you are. You'll notice even your arms feel kind of interesting. Wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Now let's bring out our dynamic political one. Let's bring up a political table, eh? What do you want to see on the political table this time? It's kind of like there's an awful lot of boiling stuff on this table. I don't know who to trust. I think we'll go into something I'm interested in right now. Not that I'm not interested in about 50 things, but this whole thing about GMOs. When we had a guest on recently, and he was talking about even in the supplement industry, you have to be really careful. You have to use your muscle testing. You have to check and do research of different brands, because a lot of the vitamins and minerals and so on that we used to take years ago have already been distorted, he said. So I'm worried about it, and because supplements have really gotten me out of some awful pickles in my life, and I've really learned a lot about them, but there's a lot that you have to be very careful of now. Like some of them they're making synthetically, some of them they're making from the wrong kinds of ingredients. Like a lot of vitamin C apparently is from corn. They use the corn as the foundational fabric, and corn has been massively GMO'd. So, and you can tell, this guy said that you can tell if you're eating some GMO'd things because you get kind of a like little needles feeling in your body. And I had that happen like a couple of days ago, and I didn't know whether it was the power of suggestion or what, but we can talk about that at another time. But the thing is that it's kind of the hallowed halls of the supplement world. I knew enough not to take Walgreens and Safeway kinds of supplements. I knew that from years ago, mostly because I learned how to, this is a long preamble for a political table, but anyway, I learned how to tell if the supplements were working through my own body. I really heightened my sensitivity so I could tell you in a heartbeat. And with a lot of those, there was no reaction, and they've been proven to have very minimal kind of ingredients, and I don't know how they get away with that. How do they get away with filling our food with poison? How do they get away with filling our... That's why so many people get anaphylactic shock, because they can't handle the poisoning of the food. Why do they want to poison our food? I don't know. This is not a political show, but everything we buy is a political statement. And these days, we really have to do a lot of research, right? Anyway, so let's go up on the table with our food, with the honesty and the food supply. How's that? We want to see honesty and the food supply, so you and I know that we can count on what to get. Europe can do it. If Europe can do it, we can do it, for heaven's sakes. People with terrible allergies say they go traveling to Europe or South America and they can eat anything and not have any allergic reactions. Guess why? So let's take a few minutes. Let's put some people on our table who have a lot to do with the food industry. Whether they're lobbyists, whether they're marketing to keep some, remember high fructose corn syrup was really quite prevalent everywhere until people caught on, and I think it's backing down. I don't see it in everything anymore. That's kind of a lobbied, marketed thing, isn't it? So let's just see any lobbied people who are food lobbyists. There we are. People who are buying our food supply and then selling it to us, and it's a destructive thing. Let's see if we can send them amazing light, bring light in from the universe's very, very bright, bright, bright light, and throw in the light of harmony, which to me always is kind of a pinky, salmony color. There we go. Bring it in and have it come down through the top of your head, roll around in your heart, and have it roll up through the feet of the lobbyists, the feet of the marketing wizards who are marketing a bunch of crap, or not crap, but distorted food. Yeah. Let's just keep sending light up through so people will wake up. When people wake up, they won't do that anymore. People are waking up, waking up. Mm-hmm. There we go. We're sending it right up through thousands of them. It's a big job to have a political table here, isn't it? Is this what it means to table something? Okay, here we go. Excellent. And then as many ways as you can, let's see yourself infusing the food itself, any form of the food itself and the drinks itself and the water. Yeah, with this very high frequency energy. And then I want you to wrap that table in light and move it over to the side. Good. And now let's do our, let's call in from above, from the great central sun, a beautiful, beautiful light, and have it come down through the top of your head. And this light is the same color. It's kind of a harmonious color. It's very, very, very radiant, sort of fuchsia and orange and gold. And it's coming down all mingled together in this wonderful resonance, coming in through the top of your head and around and round into your heart. Back up through your shoulders, down through your arms and out your hands. And then I want you to look around at our planet. Look around at our planet. And I want you to radiate light into all the places where there's been all murdering and mayhem, and there's been wars, and there's greed, and there's lust for power, lust for resources, lust for the money, and the cost to people all over the world, the very sickness problems, contagious things, and distortion, pollution of our lands and water, which in turn has a huge effect on the food too, doesn't it? A little bit of light on Fukushima. Yeah, lots of light on Fukushima and helping people get through all of these devastating experiences. There was a volcano in Costa Rica too, eh? Wow. Okay, thank you. And then have yourself wrap it round and round and round the planet, round and round and round the planet until our planet is just buzzing with a harmonious consciousness invoking wonderful light, round and round and round. It's coming off like a brand new atmosphere. It is a brand new atmosphere. And back around up into your hands, up through your arms, circle around in your heart, up through your neck, straight out through to the great central sun, to the top of your head, back down through your body, mind, down through your feet into the core of the earth. I want you to turn around and close off the galactic healing center and start spinning in your star tetrahedron. And then when you land in here, we're going to answer Alea's call. Welcome to the show, Alea. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's been an intense week, but good.
What's been intense? Utter consciousness in every moment?
Yeah, well, that is a given. But a tendency to slip back into unconscious reactive behavior.
Emotional?
Mm-hmm. Emotional, and then physical. Oh my God, the energy was so intense. I was very sick. And slept for most of the day.
Yesterday. Oh, wow. Yesterday.
And then, and I've heard of other people who have gone through the same thing, and they thought it was the flu. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Actually, yeah.
How long did it take you to get through it?
A few hours to be sick, and then I guess about, I want to say about 14, 15 hours to get through the whole thing.
Wow.
But I was drenched in sweat, and I was, like my own little oven for a while.
Was it like a fever, or were you just burning something up inside? I know it's the same thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what was that?
I know it sounds like the same thing, but sometimes I suddenly get like it's a dry burn going on, and I think that's a process. Eh?
It is. It's a kind of burning. I call it like, if you've ever burned beans in a pot, and you get that carbon, you're burning off that carbon, the dense stuff, whether it's whatever it is, it may not even be yours, but whatever it is, you're there to do it.
So did you complete the task, my friend?
I did, and then I'm like, all the time I'm sick, I'm thinking, oh, I'd rather be depressed again rather than this, this physical stuff, that sucks, And then I get through with it, and I pop out back into my depression. I'm like, damn!
I know. Well, you're coming through a lot of stuff, though, aren't you? How's your book going? You're republishing, that sort of thing.
Oh, I went through all the republishing thing, and now I'm working on this huge volume, my tarot book.
Oh,
that's
good.
That's coming along. Yeah.
How big is it? How big is the volume?
It's topping out on about. It's probably going to be at least 100,000 words. I don't know. It's big. I don't even know how big that is. Without pictures, I think it's about 300 pages or more. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Are you going to put it on audio tape as well? I'm just playing.
I don't know. I don't think I could do that. That would probably kill me. But I'll make it into ebook, and my next venture is into iBooks. And then after that, I'm thinking podcasts, but I'm not sure. I want to talk to you privately a little bit about this stuff, because I think you and I could probably, put our heads together about it.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, because my book is going to be, we're going to publish my book over the next couple of weeks. Finally.
Oh,
finally.
Great.
Finally. Yes, I'm so pleased with myself. I could never sit still enough to write a book. And so there you have it. I've got a book.
Well, that's fun.
I know. I must be growing up.
I don't know. I've never been mature enough to be a grown up, but.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to boasting about my book. Do you have any questions? Because I have a few things I want to say before we run out of time tonight.
No, it's just if you have anything to say to me, if you have anything about, you know.
You know, you're going through, what I'm seeing here is you're going through a huge change. So it's like part of you, and this is important for people at home too, because there's a lot of people going through some version of this. There's a part of you wants to hold back and maintain a way of being, but there's the relentless growing part that wants to just emerge. And there's a bit of Velcro in between those two pieces, you know? I know it's not really two pieces, but that's for the metaphor. And mm-hmm. I want to say you're coming to a time where it looks like all of a sudden, boom, things will change for you very fast in a way that you want. And it's almost like that let go, whatever that. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm stepping out of a framework that it is like a suit that no longer fits. It's a little bit like that, only your imagery is quite a little different than mine. But it doesn't matter. I'm just saying there's a change coming. And when you drop off this whole other section, it'll be like you're kind of a little naked and new, and it's a really nice innocence coming up. And that's something I like when, you know, innocence is not fraught with anything to do with what was, you know?
It's the sun card in the tarot deck.
Oh, is it? Oh, great.
Life. Yeah.
And
next
fun
time
is
you have
good.
A chance, look at that.
Yeah, I will.
What number is it? Yeah, it's 19 in the major arcana, and it features a it looks like a small boy, like a small child that's on the back of a horse.
Oh, okay.
And in the middle of sunshine with sunflowers and a wall behind him. And I just wrote about that. I just edited that particular section. On that.
Does it resonate with you that you might be going out in through that portal?
Yes. I mean, that is actually before the portal, the 20 cards was going to be the next one. But yeah, it does. And in fact, that's what I write about, is remembering the original self. And that's a new, innocent energy that is pure. And in my deck, it's the creativity card.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because for everybody who's listening to this, it's always about getting closer and closer to our pure, clear self, isn't it? And so this is a really wonderful, I'm glad you called in. To be this beautiful example, darling, of a bit of a dramatic step into the new level of your true self, which is nice. I like a little bit of drama so that we notice that it's happening, you know.
So you think it's going to be dramatic? I'll actually notice this.
I think you will, just like you noticed burning up with a quasi-fever or whatever that was. You noticed that. So this is kind of, not that this is going to be bad, but you're going to find a shift. And I know you're sensitive enough to really feel it. So thank you. And you'll have to phone in and tell us. Will you do that?
What's that?
You'll have to call in and tell us.
Oh, yeah. Well, if something dramatic happens, I will definitely let you know.
Thanks for calling.
I mean, dramatic in a good way. Yeah.
Well, that's it. We want to know when the changes take place. That's what I mean by dramatic.
Yeah. Well, I think if it's obvious, I mean, you know, it's like the I've had, you know, the opposite of, you know, getting sick. I've had the opposite feeling, which is an amazing feeling. Almost feels like a cellular ecstasy. And that,
yeah, I like that.
That's great. Oh, yeah, I haven't had that for a long time. But that was something that was my early introduction to this stuff. Little did I know.
Well, I think it's an infinite process, but we're really shucking some stuff here as human beings. And that's part of what I want to talk about right now is the art of, but I'll say goodbye to you and you can listen online and maybe email me or something later. Hey?
Yeah.
But
we'll talk.
Thanks for your call, honey.
Okay. Thanks.
And this next bit, I'm just going to talk about some of the stuff that Jim Self said, because what he said is that you can move through the dimensions third, fourth, and fifth, well, especially these days, relatively easily. Now, I said to him, you know, things are speeding up, aren't they? And vibrations are speeding up and so on. And he said, well, time is slowing down. And I had to think about that a lot. And somehow he was talking about how, I can't even quite, isn't that funny? I've forgotten. He said the other thing that happens these days is because we're shifting into the fifth dimension, that we forget a lot of things because they are no longer relevant if they're heavily laden in the third dimension. So basically what he's saying is you make choices. So things are going to be more and more tumultuous on the planet in 3D, okay? And that it's going to feel very frustrating. But in that moment, we can feel a choice. We can choose. So say, I'm scared. Oh my God, something's happening. I don't know who to trust. And then I choose that I'm very safe. And I'm choosing to trust that those that I can trust will be ahead of me. I can trust that my path is there. And you know, you can walk through some incredible situations. And I know we've spoken of this sort of thing on Radiance by Design, where I often am mesmerized if you're on the road and there's a lot of traffic and you really set your sights well in your vibration and your intention. You can make sure there's always quite a space ahead of you and behind you, between you and the next cars, right? But it requires this kind of energy connection. It's a little like getting your own parking spot. And so what he's talking about is shift. That is shifting dimensions, meaning you will walk through, you make choices, and you really perceive what your preference is. You make it, you perceive what your preference would be. And as you do that more and more, then you really find that you're unencumbered by what's going on the planet. You're just not letting all of that get to you, you know? And it's not that. It's not that you're not letting it get to you. It's that you're letting yourself relax and make choices in the middle of what looks like a fracas. Oh, I'm feeling very peaceful. Oh, I'm just going to find it easier and easier to go here. Oh, this person is not in my way. And on it goes. And then he says that he finds more and more that you're just not, that in the fifth dimension, he calls it being in the fifth dimension, you're actually, well, I already said it. You're not encumbered by the 3D details. You're actually able to just walk through as if you're in a totally different reality, which in essence you are. Now, we've talked about that in varying levels, and he says it's like that in various levels, that you can walk through it like there's no obstruction. You can walk through it and really actually know what's going on in 3D, but just keep walking through and keeping your choice making. Your choice is always about, what is it I feel? Oh, I'm scared. Okay, I feel confident. I'm terrified. Okay, I feel supported. I feel loved. I feel I'm on the right path. These are choices that you make as you go through it. So practice it for a day or two or three or four or five. Practice it till next Thursday and you can call in. Or you can get hold of me, veronicaentwistle.com, and you go in there and there's an Ask Veronica button. You can order up your next session, or you can check the podcasts that are coming up. Oh, guess what? I'm about to do an interview with a woman named Lavendar. And for those of you who are listening at the beginning of the show, I said I was at the Integratron yesterday, and the Integratron is a dimensional shifting kind of an instrument place to lie in and feel the frequencies move through you so you can change dimensions practically. Although I did not go in very far into other dimensions, did a lot of channeling. Anyway, one of the fellow who started this or created it was George Van Tassel, and supposedly he got information from ETs. And one of his friends from that time, he passed in the late 70s, and he was very involved with some really strange, far out dimensional shifting things that were going on. He was a jet pilot test pilot for Howard Hughes. And one of his friends was named Lavender. And she's the one who's going to be at my next paradigm shifter interview. We're going to talk about her experiences with dimensional shifts, with George Van Tassel and the Integratron, and a whole bunch of things that she's experienced in her own wizardy life, a lot of which just came to her. It's not like she set out to find it, but it has come to her and through her. She has a great deal to share. So I know you're all going to love that interview. Remember, the interviews are all podcasted on veronicaantwistle.com and iTunes and Stitcher. And thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design tonight, and for Aliyah to be calling in. And I hope some of you will let me know what you think, other guests that you want to hear from, and what do you think of what we're doing so far. Good night, many blessings, much love, and remember to choose everything.